Thank you. Now, our second case for argument this morning is United States v. Shaw.
May it please the Honorable Court, good morning. I'm Ralph Metrick, and I represent the appellant, Stephen Shaw. There's basically two grounds that I would respectfully urge the Court to reverse the guilty verdict in this case, especially the special verdict that the jury found that Mr. Shaw was liable for more than 5 kilograms of cocaine. I think essentially the crux of this argument is, was there enough evidence to show that Shaw...
So why does that matter? Given your client's conviction, he had a 20-year mandatory minimum with even 50 grams of cocaine.
I think it got bumped up, Your Honor. It wouldn't have been enough. This conviction was the conviction that I believe put him over, and that's why he had the minimum 20. Otherwise, he would not face a minimum 20. It would be half. My understanding, it would be a mandatory minimum 10 and not 20. So it's upon this second conviction for a felony, that's what bumps him up. Otherwise, he would be facing the mandatory minimum 10. Now, I could be wrong, but that's my understanding of the law with all due respect.
Not my understanding.
That is why the prosecutor had also informed, I believe in this case, had informed us that he was going to file an enhancement. It's because of Shaw's background, Your Honor, that's why it becomes aggravated. That is my understanding of the law, with all due respect. Your Honor, the jury in this case, Your Honors in this case, the jury in this case was asked to speculate and conjecture based on what a co-conspirator, and I'll concede that there was a co-conspirator in this case, Mr. Sowers. Sowers' entire relationship with Shaw was that of a marijuana dealer. It was only towards the end that cocaine was introduced in their criminal relationship. So here, when the ledgers were introduced into evidence, including Sowers' testimony, who was impeached many, many times in this case, but I think the most important thing to remember here is that whatever was in the ledgers did not amount to over 5 kilograms or more of cocaine.
Right. The ledgers were at 4.65 kilograms, and then Sowers' testimony puts it over 5.
That's correct.
But we're not talking about very much. I understand it's significant, perhaps, for the sentence, but the ledgers themselves did 4.65.
Well, according to the testimony and according to Mangetti, who was the other informant in the case and the other witness in the case against Sowers, Judge Williams, he testified that Sowers kept, and Sowers himself testified that he kept meticulous records. So we're talking about meticulous records concerning the transactions about cocaine. And there were other transactions, of course, about marijuana, and those were delineated. So even though I know it's very close, it doesn't take much. It takes a gram or less than a gram to bring Sowers over the top. And that's why we're arguing. I mean, these are truly, truly small amounts, but when it comes to the federal sentencing guideline, to the mandatory minimums, it is critical.
And then in terms of, like you pointed out, Sowers was impeached a lot, but when you look at the jury's verdict and the special verdict form, they clearly rejected. I mean, they found him credible.
Your Honor, I know that I have
a tough row to hoe
here. But again, Your Honor, I think that if we apply that the argument that I can make here, and a reasonable argument I can make, is that no reasonable finder of fact, given what they heard during this trial, could find beyond a reasonable doubt that there was more than 5 kilograms of cocaine. And I will, if the court has any other questions concerning that issue, then I will address the other issue that I think is significant concerning Mr. Sowers. And that is the venerable 801D2E statement, the statements of a co-conspirator. We have testimony, we had tapes that were introduced between Mangetti and Sowers. And of course, in those tapes, they are discussing what the government wanted to say, of course, was that they were discussing a conspirator of Mr. Sowers, and that, of course, is chalk. The real issue there is, were those conversations or anything in those conversations further the ends or the goals of the conspiracy? Of course, I know that Seventh Circuit law says it doesn't take much to further the goals of a conspiracy. Embolden one of the co-conspirators.
It's not confined to the Seventh Circuit, my friend.
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
It's not confined to the Seventh Circuit.
It's
pretty
much it's not, Your Honor. I'm confining my case, my arguments.
I didn't want you to think we were unique in that case.
Oh, no, Judge Bauer. I know that this court is not out of the mainstream. As a matter of fact, it is the law in many, many of the circuits. It doesn't take much.
As far as I know.
Correct. It doesn't take much. And I know that here I have a rough row to hoe also. However, I would assert respectfully that the conversations between Sowers and Mangetti were just nothing but, as I state in a brief, idle chatter. Nothing here furthered the course of the conspiracy. Nothing would have helped this conspiracy. Nothing emboldened Mangetti to do anything. The government asserts in their submission to the court that he was just keeping a good customer. He's using this language to continue on with a valued customer. I don't find any logic to that. I think it really is, most respectfully, a stretch. There's nothing here. Mangetti was going to be his customer either way. This is just reminiscing about the past, if you will, but it didn't do anything here to further the goals of a distribution conspiracy. With that, Your Honors, I don't have any further argument unless there's some. I'll entertain questions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Hertzler.
Thank you again. I'm confident that that our brief addresses the hearsay issues. Unless the court has any questions, I'll rely on our brief with respect to those. In terms of the sufficiency of the proof, I'm tempted to say if I could make a phone call, I could answer Judge Easterbrook's question in a minute, but off the top of my head, I don't know why the 5 kilograms versus 50 grams was necessary.
One would think this is 841B1A little 3, the trailing paragraph about any one prior felony.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. I feel that there almost had to be some reason because it was in the indictment. There was a special verdict form. I can't
failure
imagine.
Failure to read the trailing paragraph, perhaps.
Pardon?
Failure to read the trailing paragraph, perhaps.
Well, I'm not in a position to concede that. I do not know what the answer is, and I'll be interested in if that's significant to the court. We could simply supplement with a memorandum. There must be some reason.
Given the jury's special finding, it would matter only if we thought the evidence was insufficient.
And I submit that the evidence was far more than sufficient. The ledgers, of course, only reflect 11 or 12 of the distributions, and the testimony was that Mr. Schalk was distributing a minimum of 9 ounces every 2 weeks for a period of 18 months minus 1 month. And if you have questions about the math equation at the close of the government's brief, I'm available to answer those. But I think that at a bare minimum, the evidence established more than 9 kilograms of distribution. There are no further questions. Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Anything further, counsel?
Just a very, very short rebuttal. Mr. Hartzler says that it is the testimony of Mr. Sowers, who stated that he was distributing a certain quantity on a weekly basis. Again, Your Honor, I would assert that this is the same Mr. Sowers who was impeached. In the record,
okay,
I think clearly demonstrates
it. The jury believed him. I said the jury believed him.
Well, my argument, Judge Bauer, to that is that with all due respect to that jury, that no reasonable jury could have.
They were unreasonable because he was just not the kind of a credible witness that you'd like to have. I understand your theory.
With that, I have no further question. Argument. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, counsel, and we appreciate your willingness to take the appointment and the assistance to both your client and the court.
Thank you,
thank you very much. The case is taken.